Hamas has freed 5 hostages today. The BBC's Sebastian Usher tells us they were all handed over to the Red Cross in 2 separate ceremonies in Gaza, where they were brought out on stages by masked armed fighters in front of hundreds of Palestinians.
We still expect in the coming week, before phase one comes to an end, for 4 more dead hostages to be released. And of course, today we are still waiting for 602 Palestinian prisoners to be released from Israeli jails.
The latest release went ahead after tensions mounted when Hamas initially handed over the wrong body for Shareeb Bibas, an Israeli mom of 2 young boys abducted by militants. BBC reporter Mark Lowen tells us her remains were finally released late yesterday.
They can finally lay to rest Mrs. Bibas and her 2 little boys, Ariel, who was just 4 years old when he was seized on the 7th of October, and Kfir, who was just 9 months old, the youngest of the hostages. Her husband, Yarden, was released from Hamas captivity earlier this month.
Now to Washington, where CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us 2 top military officers at the Pentagon have been ousted.
President Trump has fired Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General C.Q. Brown and the Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti. General Brown had been named by President Biden as the military's top officer and principal military advisor to the president just 16 months ago.
Conservative Republicans will be at CPAC this afternoon, where the president is expected to speak.
This annual event presents an opportunity for Republicans and candidates to share ideas and deliver speeches, but it is more likely this time to be a celebration of Trump himself. Some supporters are even referring to it as TPAC. In his speech, Trump is expected to tout his actions during the first month of his administration. He's also expected to cite his poll numbers and criticize the previous administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
So what does Mother Nature have in store for us looking ahead?
As meteorological winter comes to an end, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center has issued its 3-month weather outlook. It says much of the country is forecast to see warmer than average temperatures. The desert southwest and southern tier are expected to see the greatest increase. Warmer than usual temperatures are forecast to extend into the northeast and New England. The only region expected to see below average temps is the far northwest. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Robot umpires are getting tested during Major League Baseball spring training, which is going on now. The computerized system that calls balls and strikes is being used during exhibition games after 4 years of experiments in the minor leagues. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
The Bucks win in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Wizards 104-101. Giannis fouling out for the first time in 3 years. The Bucks seem to run out of gas in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, it's like we're trying to exhaust the clock, you know, the last 5 minutes, and instead we stopped playing and allowed them to get back in the game. But I'll take the win. So back-to-back, off a tough one last night. We got in at 3:15 in the morning.
5 games in 8 days. The Bucks host the Miami Heat tomorrow at 5. The Wizards, Chris Middleton. On finding out after 12 years, the Bucks had traded him to Washington.
Yeah, it was tough. Definitely emotional, you know, for a couple of days. Think about all the ups and downs or just my time in Milwaukee. So I think the emotion I came from was just being grateful for the most part that, you know, I could be somewhere for so long. It's definitely sad that, you know, I'm not in that uniform anymore because I've accomplished so much on and off the court, but I still get to play basketball just for a different team now. So that's the part I'm still happy about.
That's the Wizards' Chris Middleton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with a high near 32, but colder with a strong southwest wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 22. Partly sunny with a high near 40 on Sunday. Into the mid-40s on Monday under partly sunny skies and a chance of rain Monday night. Currently, 13 degrees.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord.
98 years and counting, that's what it's been. WRJN, we've been providing local news. Now we have the timeless hits, too. We got them. Definitely, we call it the Saturday morning soundtrack. Your Saturday morning soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. 807 with Rick Johnson and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's head down to the corner.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
Every other day of the week is fine. every other day. Every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. Oh, whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
What you said you wanted, and we definitely did it. Local news, timeless hits, back here on WRJN at 8:16, and they're mostly sunny skies, we're going to call it. 18 degrees at Radio Park here at WRJN, and don't forget, we've got men's basketball coming up here about 10 o'clock, a couple hours from now, and I was talking earlier about Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Terry Havel will be back. I'm going to give you a promise. He's going to be back the first Saturday, unless he gets sick, which I hope he doesn't. But he'll be back again the first Saturday in March. That'll be kind of fun. And speaking of sports, as we did a little earlier, it comes to covering Wisconsin sports. Nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. That's right. Great guy, too. Does a wonderful job. Does recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and the Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Now, Mike is on every hour weekdays, and you can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand. All you have to do, remember this, WRJN.com.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Only the lonely.
WRJN Capsule Countdown comes up at 8:30 after this. Tammy Terrell on WRJN. It's close enough to 8:30. You know, we go within a minute or two either side. Kind of hard to always balance the music just out. But time for the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. And this time around, we stopped at 1966. Indira Gandhi. You remember her, huh? She was elected Prime Minister of India. She is sworn in on January 24th. Of 1966, and a tragic Air India Flight 101 crashed into Mont Blanc, killing all 117 on board. And the 60s was kind of a tough time for aviation. There's no doubt about that. In 66, some of the top films were Hawaii. Remember that one? I remember The Bible in the Beginning. And, of course, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Topped the list there of movies that were on the silver screen back in 66. If you turned your radio on, here's some of the music you are going to hear.
For launch, in quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
9.
For a daydream.
6. 5.
I chase the bright elusive butterfly.
4.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
2.
For the number 3 song on this date.
When you
Countdown.
And we'll have installment number two in just about an hour from now. Let's see what Corey has to say about the weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with a high near 32, but colder with a strong southwest wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 22. Partly sunny with a high near 40 on Sunday. Into the mid-40s on Monday under partly sunny skies and a chance of rain Monday night.
Right now, it's 15.
Glad all over, so glad you're something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright sunshiny day.
Timeless hits. You're listening to WRJN. Glad that you're along. Saturday morning at 8:47 with Rick Johnson. And this is our Saturday morning soundtrack. We like to do it this way. And just a lot of great information and timeless hits and a whole lot of fun just being together. Still kind of chilly outside and a pretty heavy-duty southwest wind kicking up, I don't know, probably about 15, 20 miles an hour. Makes it feel a lot colder than it really is, but it's not that bad. Hey, you heard about that guy, Kurt Vollmann? Sure you have, because you've listened to him. I have, too. You know, he's got some of the most fun people here in Racine every afternoon between 2 and 6. And he talks to those people from music to the arts to the theater and nonprofit causes. Kurt's in touch with people who make Racine home. Not only that, but he has a great show. It's Homeward Bound weekdays at 2 on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man.
Of the season when
when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show?
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Too long. Now look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As more and more federal workers from multiple agencies get let go, President Trump up this morning early on Truth Social, praising the work Elon Musk has done so far, but says he would like to see him get more aggressive. CBS's Willie James Inman on some of the latest cuts.
The Pentagon is expected to fire at least 5,400 probationary workers as part of an initial round of layoffs. A hiring freeze and a review of personnel needs will follow.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports the IRS is also seeing massive layoffs right in the middle of tax season.
CBS News obtained an email that was sent to IRS workers this week. It said those being fired were newer probationary employees who were not deemed as critical to filing season. What? Lily Batchelder is a tax policy expert and served as an assistant treasury secretary under President Biden.
I just don't see how when you suddenly fire thousands of employees in the middle of the filing season, that is not going to put the filing season at risk.
And changes could be coming for the U.S. Postal Service, as we hear from Aaron Navarro.
President Trump said there will be some form of a merger between the Postal Service and the Commerce Department. Sources have told CBS News it could be done through executive order. The significance of that, the Postal Service is an independent agency since its creation in